AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A key Trump advisor is facing criminal contempt of Congress charges for defying a subpoena issued by the Select Committee investigating the deadly U.S. Capitol insurrection.
There are 9 ayes, 0 noes.
The House committee voted to hold former White House aide Steve Bannon in contempt for failing to meet the committee's demands for documents and testimony. Committee Chair Benny Thompson.
Mr. Bannon has no lawful grounds not to comply with our subpoena.
Representative Liz Cheney.
To ensure that nothing like that dark day in January ever happens again.
Former President Donald Trump has filed a lawsuit seeking to invalidate the entirety of the congressional request. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The full House still needs to vote on the charges against Bannon. A Nebraska congressman was indicted by a federal grand jury on charges of concealing an illegal campaign contribution from a Nigerian billionaire and lying to the FBI. Republican Jeff Fortenberry will be arraigned in California. Congressional Democrats met with President Biden, hoping to find a way to get his social spending package approved in the politically divided Senate. Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, who leads the Progressive Caucus, says she's optimistic.
The president is the inspirer. He is the closer. He is the convincer.
8 potential jurors have been approved in the trial of 3 white men in Georgia charged with killing Ahmaud Arbery, a black man who was jogging in a neighborhood. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is in isolation. He tested positive for the virus. And Fox News anchor Neil Cavuto also reporting he contracted the virus. In the National League, a Dodgers comeback. They beat the Braves 6-5 in Game 3. This is AP News. Health regulators have unveiled a proposal to allow Americans to buy hearing aids without a prescription.
The FDA has proposed new rules that would cut the red tape that currently requires hearing exams and a prescription for people with mild to moderate hearing loss. Under the plan, the devices would be ordered online or bought over the counter at pharmacies and other retail stores. The move follows years of pressure from medical experts and consumer advocates to make the devices cheaper and easier to get. The FDA will take public comments on its proposal for 90 days. I'm Shelley Adler.
A federal judge has denied motions to suppress video evidence found on electronic devices seized from reality TV's Josh Duggar, who's facing child pornography charges. This spring, Duggar was charged with 2 counts of downloading and possessing child pornography. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.